Yes.
Yep. I'm back. I'm back, Tony. Sorry about
John,
that.
John, you were saying.
I'm not sure what happened. So I was saying that I do think Tennessee is already showing signs of improvement in some areas where they've added new coaches. I think they look better and more efficient on the offensive line. I think Jay Graham is making an immediate impact in the backfield. And in the secondary, I honestly think that Derek Ansley has a chance to make this group upgraded in the secondary.
What's jumped out to you so far? What's been said? What do you think's key so far of the first couple days?
Well, the biggest key to me is how big and physical, even though they're just in shells, how big and physical Antonio Tiny Richardson is at left tackle. And he's opened at left tackle with Dallas Thomas at left guard, and I think that could give Tennessee just a rock-solid left side of the line. And I think people better pay attention. I told this to somebody yesterday. I think Antonio Richardson's going to start for the next 2 years, and then he's going to be in the NFL. The guy's as physically imposing as any offensive lineman Tennessee's had over here in the last two decades. I put him along the lines of a John Henderson on the defensive side of the ball. He's just, he's physically a freak, and he's got the right mindset, and he's also very humble and wants to work hard.
Wow. Say that one more time. You think he is as physically good as any offensive lineman or any lineman that's been on that campus in two decades. Is that what you just said?
Basically, yeah. He's as physically imposing and has the physical potential to be as good as any lineman they've had in the last two decades. He reminds me of a John Henderson just with his physical stature. Obviously, Henderson played on the other side of the ball, but that's Antonio Richardson's size. That's his skill set. That's his ability. He's got freakish athletic skills for a guy his size. I mean, here's a guy who's 6'6", 330, and he's got the lowest percentage of body fat of any offensive lineman at around 16%, and he's just a physical force. He's going to, the more comfortable he gets in that system, the more he's just going to be a complete anchor for the left side of Tennessee's line.
That has to be an unbelievable development that he would be in that kind of shape coming out of the winter. Who else has jumped out to you in terms of what they've done to their body? Anybody remade themselves? Anybody jump off the page to you 2 days in?
I'll be honest. I thought Tyler Bray looked a lot physically thicker yesterday. He looked stronger through his upper body, through his shoulders, and through his chest. I think he looks like he's added some weight. He told me he was up to 217 and said he wants to be at 220 or so, and obviously I think that's a good thing for Tyler. You know, you don't want him to get hit at all, but it's inevitable, and the bigger he is, the better he's going to be, and he looks like he's got the zip back on his passes that he was missing at the end of last season when he returned from the broken thumb that required surgery. So those are a couple of guys. Darrington Sinemore is physically very imposing. Mo Couch looks like he's in much better shape now than obviously last season. I just think there are a number of guys that look really good for the Vols right now.
What do you think of the position changes, and particularly, of course, going to the 3-4 and the opportunity for some guys at linebacker?
I think it's a good thing. I think you want Jaquez Smith standing up and coming at you off the edge, and you want a Kurt Majette, and you want those two guys who are just so explosive and so dynamic to get that running start, to be able to come off the edge standing up and have an opportunity to blow around an offensive lineman who's having to come up out of a stance. So I think those are good things for them. I think that anything you're getting right now out of Herman Lathers, who is just 2 days in, but is one of the most respected players on the team and has worked harder. I feel comfortable saying he's worked harder than anybody just because of all he's been through to be out on the field. And those are guys who have real opportunities in this system. And A.J. Johnson looks like he's lost a few pounds and is moving quicker. And he was a tackling machine last year. I mean, when do you remember a freshman linebacker being that sure of a tackler? He had his issues last year, and he didn't understand the scheme at all times, but he just had a nose for the football, and if AJ got to you, you weren't getting away from him.
You were talking before about new secondary coach Ansley, and what do you think his impact will be? Do you expect, based on your time around him, people you've talked to, how will it translate on the field for Tennessee? Will they approach things differently from the secondary standpoint?
I think the combination of Derek Ansley working with the corners and Josh Conklin working with the safeties, and Conklin's not a big name guy, but he has engineered a defense, and I think that's key to have somebody in the back end to help Sinceri. I think Sinceri will be really good in devising schemes for the front seven. I think Conklin's experience, you know, coordinating an entire defense and having more familiarity in the back end will help those two work better together. And Ansley, the people I talked to, has tremendous upside. And, you know, he's not a baseball player coaching the secondary. He's a football player who played secondary at a very high level and was one of the national leaders in interceptions his junior year at Troy with, like, either 7 or 9 interceptions. I can't remember. But he's a guy who's physically done it on the field and understands what it takes to do it on the field. And I think you'll continue to see that transferred to his players, and I think that will be a good thing for Tennessee's secondary. I really do.
What about the approach to defense this year? Sinceri has his way in terms of what you've seen, and we're really not going to know until the pads go on Thursday, but just based on the folks you've talked to, your feel for being around the program, it's your beat, it's your deal. Do you feel like this guy is going to be more in line with what we were used to here under the John Chavis Fulmer days?
I don't know. Because Chavis ran a 4-3, not a 3-4. I mean, he did some different things, but it's too early to say for that. I do think that Tennessee believes that a 3-4 defense will give them the best chance to get their more of their good players who have the potential to be difference makers on the field, but also history suggests that there's a bit of a slow transition the first couple of years going from a 4-3 to a 3-4. The key is going to be how Darrington Sinemore, who has drawn rave reviews, but the key is going to be how Darrington Sinemore, Mo Couch, and ultimately Daniel McCullers and Daniel Hood and some of those guys hold up on the front. And that's going to give them a chance to be successful, but that's going to be the key. You've got to have a big nose tackle who can clog up the middle. Obviously, McCullers fits that from a sheer size standpoint. He's 6'6 and was 400 pounds when I went down to Milledgeville, Georgia last month and visited with him. But he's got to be in playing shape, and he's got to be able to move.
As you visit with Johnny Boy Bryce today on the show, sounds like Johnny Boy Bryce is going in and out on us here, but thank him for his time today, and I thank Johnny Boy Bryce for the time. It's always great to visit with him today on the show as we get a Tennessee practice report. And today that was presented by your friends at the Campbell Cunningham Laser Center, 588 Eyes. We went in focus there on the SEC with Johnny Boy Bryce, and particularly with our Vols.